Hello there, everyone. My name is Rebecca, and welcome to Studio Classroom, the place where learning English is so much fun. And guess what? I know that your English is going to improve today. Well, we are in the middle of a 3-day lesson about Carrie Underwood. Over the last couple days, we have learned all about Miss Underwood's singing career. We have learned that she got caught on the fast track from the farm to fame. She grew up in Oklahoma, but soon found herself in Hollywood. And of course, after she won American Idol, her album, Some Hearts, was a smashing success. Well, today, we're going to discuss the way things are and the way things were. Let's get started on this very exciting lesson.
Carrie Underwood, The Way Things Are. Underwood has sold over 60 million records and has won innumerable awards, including 7 Grammy Awards. Just this year, she received a new Grammy for her song, Something in the Water. In the last few years, she has explored acting in the film Soul Surfer and the televised stage musical, The Sound of Music Live. But the most thrilling moment yet for Underwood was surely the birth of Isaiah Michael with her husband, hockey player Mike Fisher, this past February.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一重点我们看的是 innumerable 这个形容词。IN 这个字首是否定的意思 ,NUMER 这个字根有数字的意思。所以 innumerable 是指无数的或者是数不清的。例如 ,after innumerable difficulties, the couple finally got together. 经过无数的困难这对有情人终成眷属。或者是 innumerable articles have been written about this controversial issue. 已经有无数篇文章都写过这个具争议性的议题。继续我们看的是 televise 这个动词。televise 是指透过电视播出或转播。例如 the final game will be televised live tomorrow night. 决赛会在明天晚上在电视上实况转播。或者是 only selected concerts from the music festival will be televised. 只有部分音乐节的音乐会会有电视的转播。
Yes, of course, I would love to receive a Grammy Award. That's a great question. Oh, hi, friends. My name is Gabe. Oh, if I'm going to be like Carrie Underwood and receive a Grammy for something, I'm going to need a lot more training.
Well, that's right, Gabe. Anyway, let's get right into our lesson. Underwood has sold over 60 million records and has won innumerable awards, including 7 Grammy Awards. Well, that's a lot.
I like that word you just said twice there, Rebecca.
Innumerable?
Yes, innumerable. Say that with us, friends. Innumerable. And that means countless. You learned the word countless earlier this year. They basically mean the same thing. You can't count something if it's countless. You can't put a number on something if it's innumerable.
That's right. Now, are you familiar with the, is it EGOT? E-G-O-T?
EGOT.
EGOT.
EGOT. Everyone, I know an ego. I have an ego.
Okay, but we're not talking about ego. Right now, the guys in the information cloud have something to say about the
EGOT.
EGOT.
Different kinds of awards? Let's see what they're talking about now.
The oldest and most prestigious of America's 4 entertainment awards is the Academy Award.
Also known as an Oscar, these awards were first given for achievements in film in 1929. Currently, the person with the most Oscars, 22 in all, is Walt Disney.
Next are the Tony Awards, which have been recognizing achievements in live theater since 1947. The record for the most Tonys belongs to a Broadway musical called The Producers, which earned 12.
Okay, 2 years later, in 1949, the first Emmy Awards were given for achievements in television. The person with the most Emmys is a man named Carl Reiner, who has earned 9 Emmys as a television actor, writer, director, and producer.
The fourth and final entertainment award is called the Grammy Award, which has been recognizing achievements in music since 1959. The group that has won the most Grammys and still might win a few more in the future is the Irish band U2. They've won 22 Grammys over their 40-year career.
Okay, now, winning an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, or Tony Award is a great honor. But imagine winning all four. To date, only 12 people have ever done it. These special entertainers are sometimes called EGOT winners.
美国的娱乐界有四类主要的年度大奖。 一个是 Academy Award 学院奖, 也就是一般俗称的 Oscar 奥斯卡奖, Tony Award 东尼奖, Emmy Award 艾美奖, 还有 Grammy Award 葛莱美奖。 获得这些大奖就表示一个艺人在电视、音乐、电影和戏剧的领域都有非常出色的表现。若是某人能够把这四大奖项通通都抱回家，那就非常的不简单。这种人有一个非官方的称呼 EGOT winner， EGOT 俗称的演艺圈大满贯，就是由这四个奖项的名称 Emmy、 Grammy、 Oscar、 Tony 里头的第一个字所组成的缩写。 到今天只有12个人拿到这项殊荣。这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Well, in case you're interested, some EGOT winners include Audrey Hepburn, Mel Brooks, and Whoopi Goldberg. I'm not sure if you like those actors or singers, but they are very talented indeed.
Yes, well, let's continue with our lesson. We read, just this year, she, of course, Carrie Underwood, received a new Grammy for her song, Something in the Water. Now, there's a good word here that we'd like to discuss, and that is the word just. And this just means a short time ago. So, for example, you could say, I arrived just last night.
Maybe your friend asks you if you saw a movie. Oh, yeah. I saw it just this last weekend, so I saw it just recently.
Or you could also say, Susan just got a dog yesterday. Just yesterday. Can you believe it?
Just yesterday, she got a brand new little puppy. Well, friends, think of other ways that you could use this word. It's a simple word, but it's very wonderful to use. Now, we see here just this year, so just recently, this is fresh news. She received a new Grammy for her song, Something in the Water. And in the last few years, she has explored acting in the film Soul Surfer and the televised stage musical, The Sound of Music, live. But let's take a look at this word, to explore.
Yes, if you're exploring something, this means that you're just trying out different things or you're searching for something to try to discover. So, for example, you could say, before you accept the one job at the coffee shop, why don't you explore all of your different options?
Or how about this? My brother is exploring different career possibilities. So he's a little bit curious. He doesn't want to just look into one kind of job. He's going to explore different career possibilities. These are different ways to use the word explore.
That's right. And of course, we read that in the last few years, Carrie Underwood has explored acting in the film Soul Surfer. Hey, Gabe, have you seen that movie, Soul Surfer?
I certainly have, Rebecca.
Soul Surfer.
I think it's a pretty good movie. Now, this is a picture of the cover of Soul Surfer.
Right.
That is not Carrie Underwood. This movie is about Bethany Dillon. It's a true story of a girl a surfer girl who actually had her arm bitten off by a shark. It's an incredible movie.
It's actually a very good movie. I highly recommend you seeing it if you have not already seen it. Well, anyway, let's learn more about Carrie Underwood. We read, maybe a sentence later, but the most thrilling moment yet for Underwood was surely the birth of Isaiah Michael with her husband, hockey player Mike Fisher. Oh, I love that word, thrilling. It's such a thrilling word.
Oh, what a thrilling word. Yes, if something is thrilling for you, it's exciting. So what kinds of things thrill you? What kinds of things are thrilling to you? Maybe you're like Carrie Underwood, and you think it's thrilling to be a parent.
Well, Gabe, I actually like roller coasters a lot.
Oh, so do I.
Do you?
Yeah,
okay.
Thanks for asking.
Well, I didn't really ask, but I'm glad that we both like roller coasters.
Yeah.
So anyway, the most thrilling moment on a roller coaster is when you're at the top of the hill. Yes, and you're just about to go down, like in the picture.
Yeah, that's an exciting moment, Rebecca. However, I think the most thrilling moment on a roller coaster is when you're actually in the middle of going down that slope. That's the most thrilling moment.
Well, Gabe, you're entitled to your own opinion.
You're right about that. Well, friends, what kinds of things are thrilling to you? What do you find exciting?
Well, right now, do you know what time it is?
I do know what time it is. It's time to take a break. But friends, stay tuned, because we're about to find out about the way things were.
Mm-hmm. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, the place where we talk about country music. Well, sometimes we do. How many of you enjoy listening to country music? When I was a kid, I used to listen to country music all the time. And then I just stopped listening to country music. Maybe I should start listening to country music again. Well, let's find out what happens in our next reading.
Carrie Underwood, The Way Things Were. Though such an eventful and exciting life would seem to be flawless, it has not been without challenges. Gossip publications constantly spread false rumors, and criticism can be so overwhelming that Underwood only uses the internet for email. It's so easy to get caught up in this weird life. This isn't normal, and I'm not singing for people that live my life. I'm singing to the life I used to have, the life I want to have again. Though Underwood's regrets must be few, she recognizes that a celebrity's life is a struggle for balance and joy, just like it is for us all.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 flawless 这个形容词。flaw 是指缺陷或缺点， less 这个字尾是指没有，所以 flawless 就是指完美的或者是没有瑕疵的。例如 a flawless diamond costs a great deal of money， 没有瑕疵的钻石非常的昂贵。或者是 Kathy inherits her flawless skin from her mother， Kathy 从妈妈那里遗传到完美无瑕的肌肤。所以我们看的是 overwhelming 这个形容词，它原本是 overwhelm 使难以承受这个动词的现在分词，当形容词是指极强烈的或者是让人无法承受的。例如 a sudden change in environment can be overwhelming for young kids， 环境的突然改变对年幼的孩子可能会无法承受。或者是 she has this overwhelming urge to tell everyone how happy she is，他有一股强大的冲动想告诉每个人他有多快乐。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Let's start talking about the way things were in this next section called The Way Things Were. Though such an eventful and exciting life would seem to be flawless, It has not been without challenges. And I like that word from our word bank. The word flawless. That means there are no mistakes. Nothing is wrong with it. It's flawless.
That's right. And so as another example, you could say, Casey's final paper was flawless. I wish I could turn in a paper that would be flawless. No mistakes.
No mistakes. 100% on that paper that was flawless. Or if you're preparing for a performance or a speech, you hope that it's a flawless performance. Or you went to see a show, and you could say that performance, that show, was flawless.
Yeah, you know, when I used to compete, I used to really, really, really want to have a flawless performance. But then I realized, oh, yes.
Rebecca, everybody makes mistakes.
Exactly. And then I learned that it's very difficult to perform without any mistakes.
Yeah, well, I think that's something good to remember. Nobody is flawless, right? Nobody's perfect. But everyone does have a definition of success. Mm-hmm. Right now it's time for the SC Challenge.
Let's go find out what it is.
All right, I have found someone else who wants to share their definition of success. What is your name?
Hey guys, I'm Nina.
Nina? Yeah. What do you think about success?
I think to earn a lot of money and to take my family to travel around the world is the biggest success for me.
All right, so getting a lot of money or enough money to live and traveling around the world, you would like to take your family?
Yes, that would be awesome.
Can I ask, where would you want to go first? What country?
Australia. My favorite country is Australia.
All right, well, that is another definition of success. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, everyone has a different definition for success. I found someone here. Can you tell us your name?
Hello, I'm Sabrina.
Sabrina, what is your definition of success?
I think my definition of success is find a job related to my interests and live with a man that I love.
All right, finding a job or a career that you're interested in and also meeting the man of your dreams. Have you met the man of your dreams?
Yes, of course. I already met a man. I already met a man that I've dreamed.
Hello. That is awesome. Thank you for sharing with us your idea of success.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Well, what is your definition of success? Let's continue on here. Gossip publications constantly spread false rumors, and criticism can be so overwhelming that Underwood only uses the internet for email. Let's talk about the difference between gossip and a rumor. What is the difference?
Well, when you gossip about someone, you are reporting about the private lives of other people, but oftentimes it's really not nice. However, a rumor could be either true or false. You might hear something, but the problem with a rumor is you might believe something that's not really true.
That's right. You know, gossip and rumors, they could be positive or they could be negative, you know. But it's generally not nice to spread rumors about people, especially if you know they're not true.
Right.
However, maybe here's a positive example of a rumor. Maybe you heard that someone is engaged to be married. You could say, rumor has it that you're engaged. I heard a rumor. Is that true?
Right. So if you hear a rumor, I believe it's always best to go to that person directly mm-hmm. and ask them if the rumor is true. Well, Gabe, I think we should continue on with our lesson.
Yes, okay. Carrie says something interesting here. It's so easy to get caught up in this weird life. And I like that phrase, to get caught up. That means you get carried away. Maybe you're supposed to be focusing on this thing, but you start focusing your attention on something completely different. Mm-hmm. You get caught up in something.
And I think I have a good example for that.
All right.
Sammy was so caught up in his homework that he didn't realize what was going on around him.
Or
so focused.
I wanted to be on time, but I got so caught up in an interesting conversation that I was late to the meeting.
Gosh, I'm so sorry. You're going to have to be more careful next time.
I know.
Well, friends, right now it's time to review today's lesson with a review skit.
Let's get caught up in a review skit.
Well, I've been 10 years in the spotlight. Are you still enjoying yourself, Carrie?
Yeah, still enjoying, still growing, and still staying true to who I am.
You've had a lot of personal accomplishments.
Yeah, I'm living a dream come true.
It's different than growing up in small-town Oklahoma, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I grew up on a cattle farm, but my interest in performing was clear from the beginning. I sang in church and in talent shows.
You were more than a competent singer. You even had a record deal.
That fell through. But then American Idol came along.
You impressed the judges and competed in Hollywood.
Simon Cowell made a prediction. I would win and sell more records than any other Idol winners.
And you did. You won and outsold Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, my album was a smash, but I'm far from finished.
Your situation is rare. You streamlined success.
Yes, and sometimes I feel like a star for no reason.
Oh, Carrie, you're one of the greatest gifts given to Nashville.
Well, thanks, but...
You've sold over 60 million records and won innumerable awards. You've even explored acting.
True. I have a celebrity's life, but it's a struggle between balance and joy.
Well, Carrie, that's true for all of us.
Today we see that Carrie Underwood has sold over 60 million records, and she has won 7 Grammy Awards. And in fact, she received a Grammy this year for Something in the Water. She has also explored acting in the movie Soul Surfer and the televised stage musical The Sound of Music Live. In addition to all of this, she experienced her most thrilling moment when she and her husband, Mike Fisher, had a baby, Isaiah Michael, this past February. Even though one might think Underwood's eventful and exciting life is flawless, there are still challenges. False rumors are spread by gossip publications, and criticism gets to be so overwhelming that Underwood only uses the internet to check her email. But she realizes that her life is a celebrity's life. That means that it is a struggle for balance and joy. But then, that's just like it is for all of us, too.
Thank you, Linda. Rebecca, how would you react to sudden fame?
Actually, honestly, Gabe, I think I would have a very difficult time with sudden fame.
Well, I think Carrie Underwood has done a pretty good job of becoming famous overnight, and she's been pretty successful. Friends, what do you think about this lesson? I think you should reread it when you have the time, and we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom. What do you say, Carrie?